Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Perek Vav, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So Mishnah Ches talks about the how a Nazir concludes his Nazirus, which we were already talking about. We were talking about Teglachas Tara in the last Mishnah. If a person brought three animals to the Beis HaMikdash, you know, he brought a female lamb, a male lamb, and a ram, but he didn't say which animal is for which carbon. So Ril Chatas to Krav Chatas. The one that can be a Chatas, namely the female lamb, is brought as a Chatas. La'ola to Kravola. The one that can be an Ola, namely a male lamb, is brought as an Ola. L'shlamim tikrav shlamim. And the one that's meant, that can be a shlamim, namely a ram, is brought for a carbon shlamim. Meaning each of these animals can only be one of these carbonos. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out which one is destined for which carbon. So the Mishnah tells us, after he shaves off the hair of his head, they take the hair of his head and they throw it under the pot that's cooking, you know, where they throw it in the fire. And if he shaved his head outside of the Beis HaMikdash, somewhere else in Yerushalayim, he'd also throw his hair into the fire under the pot that's cooking his carbon shlamim, right? Meaning the halacha is the Nazir is allowed to shave his head even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, anywhere in Yerushalayim. So you throw your hair under the pot of the carbon that's cooking the carbon shlamim, regardless of whether you shaved your head in Lishchas Nazirim, whether you shaved your head and that's where you're cooking your carbon, or whether you shaved your head in Medina and that's where you're cooking your carbon. So the Mishnah tells us that a Nazir did not throw his hair under the pot in every situation. That's only if he did the Teglachas at the conclusion of a successful Nazirus. But if he had to shave his head to restart a Nazirus because he had become Tameh in the middle, that hair does not get thrown under the pot of his Karban Shlamim, even if he did it inside the Beis HaMikdash in the Lishchas HaNazirim. Reb Meir Omer, Hakol Mishal says, no, the only way you're not going to throw your hair in that fire is if you have two strikes against you. Number one, that it was a teglachas tumah, and number two, that it was outside of the mikdash. But if either of the factors are working in your favor, meaning either it was a teglachas tara, or you're in the mikdash, then you would throw your hair under the fire. And certainly if both factors are working in your favor. Now, Mishnah test. So after the Nazir brings his karbanos and he shaves his head at the end of his Nazirus, he still had other things to do. So the Mishnah tells us what he does. He would cook the meat of the Karban Shlamim, or bisholik, which means to cook it until the meat falls to pieces, meaning to like overcook it. The Kohen would then take the cooked right foreleg of the ram, and a loaf of matzah from the 10 loaves that were in the basket, or a kik matzah echad, and a wafer of matzah from the wafers that were in the basket. Because at the end of the Nazirus, he has to also bring a basket that had 20 matzos, 10 that were made with oil, that's what we call chalos, and 10 that were made without oil, and only were later smeared with oil, and that's what we call rikikin. So one loaf and one rakik were taken together with the foreleg of the ram for the next thing that we're going to do in the Mishnah. So the Kohen took the Zra B'Sheila, he took the chalos matzah, achas minasal, rikik matzah echad, v'nosin and then he does the tenufa. He puts them on the hands of the Nazir and they wave them back and forth and up and down. At that point, the Nazir is no longer a Nazir. He's allowed to drink wine. He's allowed to become Tamil Mesim. That's what the Torah says, meaning he does not become mutter to do these things until he does the tnuf, until he finishes everything. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kivin shenizukol avechon min adamim hutar nazir lishtos b'yayin l'tamim l'meisim. Nah, he doesn't need to wait for all that to happen in order to drink wine and be tamim l'meisim. As soon as they sprinkle the blood of one of his karbanos, he's already allowed to do that. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we had said that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if he brings three animals for karbanos, but he didn't identify which is for which karban, we should be able to figure it out based on the type of animal. And then we said he would take the hair of his head and throw it underneath the pot that's cooking his carbon shlamim, And that could be both in the Mikdash and the Medina, provided that it's Teglachas Tara. That's the Tanakama's opinion, that Teglachas Tara goes Tachas Adu, Teglachas Tumah does not, and where you're doing the Teglachas, and where you're cooking the Shlamim, rather, is irrelevant. But Rav Meir says, no, both factors are relevant. And the only time you're not going to throw something Tachas Adud is if it's a Teglachas Tumah and it's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Then in Mishnah Tess we said that he would cook his karban or slow cook it to the point that it falls to pieces. The Kohen takes the Zroah B'Shela from the aisle, and he takes a Chalas Matzah from the basket and a Rekik Matzah from the basket, and he takes those three things, the Zroah B'Shela, the Chala, and the Rekik Matzah, and he puts it on the Nazir's hands and they wave it around. And then at that point, according to the Tanakhama, only then, when the whole ritual is completed, can he drink wine and become Tami the Mason. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, nah, as soon as they did the Zrika of one of the blood of one of his karbanos, he's already allowed to drink wine and become Tami the Mason. His Nazirus is already over at that point. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud.